This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, December 16th, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson today said Congress needs to provide at least $10 billion in additional aid to farmers to supplement the $12 billion being provided by the Trump administration through its Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. Thompson told AgriPulse today that lawmakers need to provide payments to sectors like dairy, timber, and specialty crops. The administration's program is largely targeted to row crops like corn, soy, wheat, cotton, and rice, although $1 billion has been set aside for other commodities. Thompson didn't provide a timeline for moving a supplemental assistance package in Congress. Lawmakers have been looking at changes to the USDA Section 32 authority, which is funded through customs receipts. But under existing law, Congress couldn't use Section 32 to spend more than $350 million on payments to farmers. Separately, Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area, today told AgriPulse that the agency has no plan to look at providing additional payments. Earlier this month, Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden asked about additional ag assistance funds. Vaden said on AgriPulse Newsmakers, obviously, if Congress passes a program, we'll be happy to work with them on it to provide whatever technical assistance is needed and administer it in Trump time. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley today told Ag reporters that time is running out for legislative or regulatory decisions for farmers in 2025. Grassley pressing the Treasury Department for key decisions.
The Treasury Department is working on guidance to implement 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit. Farmers are already making decisions for next year, like buying seed and fertilizer, and the final rule from Treasury could impact those decisions. Timely guidance is needed so farmers can effectively participate and benefit from this credit.
Grassley said the EPA has work to do that will impact both renewable fuels and farmers.
We're also waiting for EPA rulemaking for the renewable fuel standard that sets requirements for biofuel blending into the fuel supply. The Set 2 proposal remains the best tool the administration can use to support U.S. energy production while growing domestic markets. Both these rules would impact the biodiesel plants in Iowa and across the Midwest. Those plants have shut down or been idled due to Biden administration disappointing rules. Delaying these rules means delaying markets for farmers, idling more fuel production, and prolonging uncertainty for rural investments.
Grassley said work should be done to provide an adequate workforce for farmers, but he says the issues are just too polar for Congress to touch.
It makes common sense that agriculture needs workers year-round, not seasonal workers, particularly if you're in animal agriculture. But the only thing we can do on H-2As is once in a while, I don't think it's every year, but once in a while we increase the numbers of H-2A that come through the appropriations process. But that's about the best we can get done.
Grassley said the political divide is just too wide to accomplish farm worker reform.
It's because there's people on the right aren't going to vote for anything unless you get 12 million people illegally in our country, out of the country, and that isn't feasible. And there's people on the left won't vote for anything that you don't make people citizens yesterday. That's just the reality of it. Plus the fact that probably the president doesn't want any legislation because of Stephen Miller, his advisor, being a purist on immigration.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.